Welcome back, everybody. This is Mary Goyer, your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I have on the line with us today, Lee's going to talk with us about a very special type of yoga, Kundalini yoga. I have Linda Mullen-Welch here from across the country, from me anyway. Linda, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm right here.
You're here. Perfect. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining today to share a little bit of your info. I know that you do a lot of work both in preconception for women as well as during the pregnancy and kind of the whole perinatal period. So let's talk yoga a bit. So I'm sure that most everybody knows in general, you know, what yoga is. It's pretty mainstream these days, but Kundalini yoga might be something that that somebody listening is wondering, like, well, what exactly does that mean? So can you start by just kind of giving us a little intro to that?
Okay, I'd love to. Well, yoga is yoga. It's about union, right? Kundalini yoga takes a little bit of maybe a different spin. I practiced a little bit of Hatha yoga. I was drawn to Kundalini yoga mostly for the chanting aspect and the mantra aspect. There's quite a bit of mantra and chanting involved in Kundalini yoga. We still do asanas, kriyas, which are a set of exercises that go sequentially for a desired effect. For example, there's a kriya for the digestive system. There's thousands of kriyas, but you know they target certain areas.
Okay.
Kundalini yoga is a dynamic form of yoga. We link up our breath with movement a lot. We're really, you know, yoga is a lot about moving prana. You can do postures and great poses, but if you're not breathing, if you're not bringing in prana, I don't believe you'll get the desired effects that most people come to yoga for.
Got it. Yeah, and it's so interesting that somebody else was sharing on this on one of the other calls. You know, we're talking about breath on a couple of these, and it is a big deal. I think it's an interesting topic because, you know, some people will say, like, well, why do we need to talk about breath? Everybody knows how to breathe. But the truth is that I think, especially for so many women that are going through, that are still working through a lot of their pregnancy or maybe had a difficult conception journey, fertility journey, and there's a lot of stress built up in the body for whatever reason, you know, that has a major impact on breath and, you know, can cause us to breathe much more shallow and not use our full lung capacity. So you're saying that breath is a big part of any yoga practice, but particularly Kundalini yoga?
Yes, Mary, and I will also say that I am also a licensed registered respiratory therapist. So I do know quite a bit about breathing, and I know a lot about the pathology of incorrect breathing and breathing disorders. And I will say very confidently that most people do not breathe correctly. It's very
interesting.
So I do think that by focusing on the breath, proper breathing, and any beginner yoga class, Kundalini yoga as well, really takes the time with people to demonstrate proper breathing, long, deep breathing. We do a lot of different pranayama, which is basically the science of breath, pranayama, and teach people, display to people, show people what proper breathing looks like and feels like. And, you know, I myself had a very traumatic birth, so I know, and I've studied a lot of breath work. I've done holotropic breath work and everything, and it's really, the breath is the key to life.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, this is getting juicy. Everything you're saying prompts me. It makes me think of more questions, but we'll keep it kind of introductory for now. I guess the first question that I have is, I guess the breath makes me think of course, of labor and delivery, you know, of being really a really good thing to have under your belt by the time you're ready to give birth. But what are some of the other benefits Kundalini yoga can have for somebody who's pregnant, you know, or wanting to become pregnant soon? You know, what would this practice offer?
Oh, I could just think of so many, but the initial mm-hmm. thing I would share was for me is it's building community. When you gather together with people, pregnant mamas, like-minded people, the rich sharing of community. You know, mothers are, we need a tribe, I think, and yoga,
yeah.
going to a yoga class is a great place to build a tribe. You're with other pregnant mamas, and we all need support.
Uh-huh.
We all need to uplift each other. So that's one of the big benefits. But just getting grounded in your body, and that's what yoga is all about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and to birth, you have to be grounded in your body. You have to be present because those contractions are going to get you present. So it's good
uh-huh.
to practice all that. It's good to practice and, you know, just increase your awareness all through your beautiful journey of pregnancy. It's just such a great time to get to know yourself, establish healthy self-care routines that are so important
uh-huh.
once you become a mom.
Yeah.
And the breathing, of course, is wonderful in yoga. And, I love it. I love it. I wish I could have another baby, I'll tell you. I would do it in a heartbeat. I'm 52, though, so those days are beyond me right now.
Yeah. I know, but it's interesting what pregnancy, whether it's an amazing experience or you mentioned, you know, you had a traumatic experience, what it kind of opens up and sets you up for as far as your life path, isn't it?
Well, my birth, my coming into this world through my mother was very traumatic, but all the work that I did to prepare, I didn't have my first child till I was 35 years old. I had been doing a lot of healing work before then, and both of my births with my two children were ecstatic experiences, wonderful experiences. Not traumatic for me in any way. I can't speak from
Got
the
it.
Baby's perspective, but, yeah, great
right.
experience.
Right. Got it. So Kundalini, in comparison to, you know, it sounds like you're, first of all, encouraging women to find, you know, prenatal yoga. And but Kundalini, in terms of how it's different, is more you said more associated with chanting and has just kind of a different twist to it.
I think that it's not as static as a lot of yoga. I've only taken hatha yoga, so that's the only other place I can speak of as compared to
okay.
Kundalini. But as I said, we're linking dynamic movement with the breath. There's a lot of postures or different kriyas where we're moving our arms. You know, the arms, the meridians connected to the heart energy, a lot about opening up the heart. The chanting is an aspect.
Yeah.
We've used mudra with the chanting.
Uh-huh.
I'd say,
okay.
you know, if you're looking to find, if you'd like to experience yoga, that go try a Kundalini yoga class. And I was hooked at my first one, and I didn't even go for yoga. I went to learn about mothers and babies. That's when I studied with Gurmukh Khalsa from Los Angeles. I knew she did work with mothers and babies. I didn't care about yoga, but boy, I was hooked after that first yoga class. So it got me.
Nice. And so, and you, in the work that you do with women, you are you're incorporating yoga with other offerings, correct?
Yes, I'm a licensed massage therapist. Registered respiratory therapist, and I'm a doula as well. I do postpartum doula work.
Okay, got it. So yeah, you
and
kind
I try
of
to
offer
weave,
quite a spectrum.
Yeah, I try to weave all that into what I do. A little bit of learning on every aspect, you know. But what I'm really working towards is getting a center in my community for conscious parenting. It's called Sacred Belly. And that's going to bring together a lot of different aspects of preconception wellness, really preparing before you conceive a child and what all that means. Yeah. And yoga is a part of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Well, so you're in New York, but, you know, people might be interested in learning more either locally about your, you know, your services that you provide there in person or otherwise. Is there a good place for people to learn more about you and what you're up to?
Sure. Well, I don't have my website up yet. I took it down and I'm getting it all revamped, but my email is lmwsacredbelly@gmail.com.
Okay. And then ultimately, since this recording will be up for some time, I think, for this project, that's my intention. Sacred Belly is going to be the name of the center. If people maybe want to Google this over a course of time, it's likely that you'll have that website up and running, able to connect. So beautiful.
Yeah, it's Sacred Belly Resource Center for Conscious Parenting is the full name. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That is right up my alley. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes to connect with us. Before we go, what would you say if somebody's listening right now and wants to just have like a little taste of, you know, a little experience of breath work, you know, can you just tell us one little tip for expanding into a more healthy breath pattern?
Well, I could teach a very quick pranayama, which is it's just called a segmented breath, and you would inhale through your nose in four parts. Inhale, four segments, hold for four, one, two, three, four, and then exhale in four segments through your nose. And I'd say do that for 3 minutes and tune in with yourself and notice how you're feeling.
Do you hold after you exhale as well?
Inhale in four sniffs, suspend the breath for four counts, and exhale in four sniffs, and then repeat again.
Okay. All right, so you don't have to hold at the end of the exhale. Okay, got it.
No.
Excellent.
Anytime you tune into your breath is a good thing when you're noticing just if you're holding, if you're fully exhaling, you know, it's just it's about awareness, right? Just tuning into yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, nice. Well, thank you for that. Sometime maybe we'll have to do a longer thing on breath work. You know, that seems like that might be one of the slightly easier things to teach over the internet, even though people aren't in person. But we'll bookmark that and maybe revisit it later.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much, Linda. And thank you, everybody that's listening. It's just time to wrap up. But, Mary Goyer, I want to remind you yet again that it changes the planet when you support yourself and you support your baby during birth. And that's why we're doing this. So remember to share this page, auparent.com, with your friends, with your birth pros in your community, so that you can pay it forward, so we can reach as many people as we can in terms of being able to just spread the word, spread the info. So thank you, Linda. Thank you, those listening, and we'll talk to you all later.
Thank you, Mary. Bye-bye.